The lesson this morning is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 8. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Thus far our reading. One of the great biblical scenes that I always wished I could have been present to observe was the crossing of the Red Sea. And I always try to think of it from the mind of a child walking on that dry land and what it was like. We're told that the waters were a wall on the right hand and on their left. And as they walk through that dry path in the Red Sea, the children of Israel, what a depiction to them of God's amazing providence and how well the Lord would provide for them. And even though this great 40-year excursion that they would have out in the wilderness, wandering through the wilderness, even though that would be difficult at times, yet even there the Lord continued to provide for them, giving them manna from heaven. And we're told he didn't let their garments or their shoes wear out. He always took care of them and always provided for them. But how exciting it must have been for them to be hearing words like we have in our text about this great promised land, the land of Cana that they were going back to possess once again, the land of their forefathers. And the land that they had just heard about from their parents, but none of them had ever seen before. And even again, as they entered that promised land and crossed the Jordan River, again, God made a dry path for them so they could walk safely into that new promised land. What again a picture, both at the beginning and end of the Exodus, of God's great providence of taking care of his faithful. The account of the children of Israel is often used in the church to speak about our lives in this world. We are presently wandering through the wilderness of this life, looking ahead to the great promised land that our Lord has promised us. And he will give us someday entrance into that great kingdom above and that beautiful home above. And yet, as we look at the life that we're in right now, even though it can be filled with difficulties and trials and tests, just as that wandering in the wilderness was for the Old Testament believers, as we look at our lives right now in this life, we must admit that the wilderness that we're in is likewise pretty plush and wonderful. Just think of the daily blessings that we get from the hand of our gracious God and how he takes care of us. Just think of the wealth and the riches that we get to enjoy. We can pick out any food we want. We can afford almost any clothes that we want, almost any food we'd like to eat. We have so much money, we sometimes don't know what to do with it in terms of recreation and things we'd like to do. It's just amazing the earthly blessings, even in this wilderness that we're in, that God has blessed us so graciously with. And then to think that as wonderful as life can be here in this world, in this fallen world, how fantastic and wonderful our true promised land must be in comparison to this. The land above in heaven that we have had purchased for each one of us through the blood of Christ, and that we have with certainty and security through faith in him. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen.